In some 60 years, Art Hodes' career has had ups and downs, of course. Jazz Live's Becca Pulliam asked him to talk with her about the lean years.
I did 88 high schools in Wisconsin in the year of 64, I think. I did whatever they call those.
I think they might call them a Lyceum tour.
Yeah, that's right. And I did 88 in winter, many cold days. And at one school, I never will forget the principal saying to me, "I don't care what your program is about, but as far as I'm concerned, you better go over. You better go over with your audience." He taught me a lesson. I talked. I said, this music started with a beat, and if it hasn't got a beat, it has got very little reason to be called jazz. And I start with a beat. Well, that would get to the kids.
What's the importance of your left hand when you play?
But my left hand is my only rhythm. It's my bass player, it's my drummer. We used to call ourselves two-fisted pianists. See, I could play with my left hand, and if I was drinking, I could drink with my right or eat. And you know, the first job I had to play from 9 to 4 in the morning, and there was no entertainment but me. There's no jukebox.
That's 7 hours. That is a very long stretch.
And if I went to the boys' room, there'd be a knock on the door if I was there more than a minute or two. "What, are you on vacation? Come out." You know, it was that tough. I had to keep it going. So I learned how to keep the left hand going just to keep a little sound in the room. There was no need for a lot of music, just a little sound. And I learned to accompany myself.
And how about playing with your left elbow?
That I learned in a recording studio. We were doing a rag. And the rag called for a crash of cymbals. And the great Sidney Bechet, said to me, "Use your elbow." And later on, I saw the music for Grandpa's Spells, and it says crash with the left hand. And so I was in style.